Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, it's part two of a conversation with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch recapping 2020 and looking ahead to 2021.
Wrapping up the year, the Marion County Christmas Light Display, several different organizations partnered to put that together. What a great Christmas display that ended up being.
Yeah, again, just an awesome story for the whole entire county. I know Thrive, Marion County Conservation, and the County Historical Society all partnered together. This has been a project that people have talked about for several years, many years. Just logistically, how do you get it done? You know, there's a lot of things that you got to try to make happen. It's expensive with light displays. And so these three went together, put their heads together and said, is there another way we can do this? Can we make our own? Can we have people donate? How can we make this happen? And they knocked it out of the park. They did a great job. And the response from the community, from the county, from all over, out of the county, you know, the neighboring counties coming to it, was just amazing. I could not believe the number of cars that they had going in and out of there every night. I'd heard numbers of people were saying 500, 600, 700 cars a night, or a weekend, I'm sorry, 300, 400 cars a night. That just blew my mind. I thought, you know, 100 cars going through there in a night would be a lot, and they were taking 700 cars in a weekend type of thing. So that's just awesome. I can't wait to see that again next year. I mean, I was so happy. I'm so thankful that they worked so hard to put that together. I know they've got plans to make some adjustments next year, you know, try to make it bigger and better, I guess. So I'm excited to see that. That was a great addition. Yep.
Well, and to kind of end the year, we touched on this here a few weeks ago, but we're going to be looking for a new city manager when Aaron Adams announced that he would be moving on to a different position. Kind of sad to see him go, but I guess, you know, what are the next steps for Knoxville as far as getting a new city manager here?
Yeah, I think you said it best there. I mean, it's an opportunity for us, but it's sad to see him go. Aaron was a tremendous addition to the city of Knoxville. He was great at every level. You know, I think he did a lot for the community, brought us together, brought a lot of departments together, just a good personality at the time when we needed it to bring people together and put us in a really good spot. So I'm happy for that. I'm sad to see him go, but I think he left us in a really good place and it opens up an opportunity for something new. So that will be great. I guess to answer that question, the process is starting now. Currently, the plan from City Council would be to open it up. They would like to hire a consultant to go out and find a list of candidates that they can bring back and say, here's the top candidates we have. We would go through an interview process internally here and then decide, you know, who we want to be. Who we want to offer the job to at that point.
All right, well, and to kind of wrap things up here, we know it's tough to forecast what's ahead in 2021 with the landscape of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it just seems to me that, you know, this city really has a lot going for it when it comes to, you know, moving forward into 2021.
Yeah, it does. You know, and again, we kind of talked about that before. It's a tough balance with the pandemic and things kind of being shut down. We closed a lot of programs and we adjusted things at the rec center and a lot of those things. But on the other hand, on the flip side of that, there's a lot of excitement because there's a lot of things going on. We've got a lot of projects completed. We've got new things happening, new businesses, just a lot of momentum in the community right now. And so it's exciting to see that. We're excited to see that continue to grow. And we hope that the VA housing project just allows that to continue to build upon itself out there too as we grow.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up?
No, I guess just to say thank you to everyone. Number one, to the staff. I mean, all of the departments, they work so hard all year long. And that's why we're in such a good position. We have such a good staff that work hard to put us in the position that we're in. And then to the people, thank you to the people. I said it before, but just similar to the canine dog response. Whenever our community is faced with a challenge, they step up and always go above and beyond, whether it's Coaches versus Cancer or the Cancer Relay, a canine dog, you name it, the Christmas lights. We always do such a great job. So again, just thank you to the people for making Knoxville what we are. It's such a great place, and it's because of them.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. If you missed part one of this interview or any of our Let's Talk programs, find it under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.